News. News Talk 660, Case Guy and Mike Gallagher. Mike Gallagher. Weekdays at 8. News Talk 660, Case Guy. Cock your guns, cast your lines, and drop your anchor. Time to sit back and relax. It's the Big Boat and Outdoor Show with your host, Dennis Gibbs.
Greetings, everyone, and welcome to the Big Boat and Outdoor Show, your only boating talk radio show in North Texas. Hi, everyone. I'm Dennis Gibbs, the boat guy, and we're talking to you live inside the beautiful studios of News Talk 660 Case Guy. And our show today is being brought to everyone by Grandpappy Point Marina and Resort on beautiful Lake Texoma. Folks, let me tell you something. Have you ever thought about buying a boat? You know, you go across I-35 and you see all those boats out there on Louisville or wherever, you know, going across Lake Ray Hubbard on I-30, you see those boats out there and you're like, man, I'd like to get one of those boats. Well, I'm going to tell you where you can go check them out. They got pictures of them all. They've got over 100 used boats for sale. Grandpappy.com. Go check out Grandpappy.com and their beautiful inventory of used boats out there. And hey, folks, coming up in today's show, in just a couple of minutes, we're going to be going live with Big John all the way out in East Texas. And following Big John is the Big Boat and Outdoor Show Lake Report with your news correspondent, Lake Level Ginger. She's going to be reporting on all of our local lake levels and water temperatures out here in the Metroplex. And then at 6:15 today, there's a boat buying scam that's been going on, reported by Boat US and their Boat US magazine, the August-September edition of the Boat US magazine. And I was reading it this week, and I'm like, man, I need to tell all of our listeners about this so that they don't get duped by the same guy. And then the second half of the show is kicked off with Dock Talk. And joining us every week on Dock Talk is boating royalty Frank Pillsbury. We also have a special guest for Doc Talk this week to talk about a special event going on tomorrow out at Lake Louisville. Brendan Bailey, the general manager of Marine Max in Louisville, is joining us today for Doc Talk. And then we're going to follow up the show with our fishing report with Michael and Diamond Dave Beeson up there at Four Seasons Guide Service on Texoma, and our outdoors expert Kevin Strickland. Always entertaining in the fourth segment with Kevin Strickland. Right now, I want to introduce the captain of our ship over there running the board. He is taking our boat out today. We're heading past the buoys and getting ready to go out on the lake. Captain Ryan Smith. What's going on, Ryan?
Hanging in there. Dennis, how you doing this week?
Man, we're doing all right this week. It's been hot. Dennis has been out surveying boats, and I have had quite a bit of water this week.
That's a good thing. And this kind of tempting this kind of weather and everything.
I've got to drink it or else I'll be on the dock and people will be stepping over me because I'll be out.
You know, just as I was kind of thinking, you know, Captain Smith and all, I always thought a lot of water, you know, you take the movie Titanic,
right?
3 hour plus long movie, no intermission, and a big soft drink. I'll let you figure that one out.
You're going to miss some of the movie.
Exactly. We'll leave it at that.
Well, I tell you what, man. Ryan, thanks for taking us out on the lake here. And I want to introduce the co-host of the Big Boat and Outdoor Show all the way from East Texas. Here he is, Big John Mixon. Hey, Big John, what's going on, man? What's happening, Big John?
Oh, you know I'm going to lay out and let my music jam for a minute.
I'm just making sure you were there.
Oh, I'm here, brother.
My head's bopping up and down.
Oh, mine too. I almost spilled my coffee when it hit just then.
I got my Diet Pepsi's working. I've almost, I'm just about done with bottle number one.
That's all right, man. No, beautiful day. Nice and warm out here in East Texas. A little scattered showers. We hadn't been blessed with one yet, but, you know, it's coming. It's coming.
Yeah, I was up on Lake Texoma yesterday. We were surveying a beautiful boat that Grandpappy had for sale. It was a 1995 390 Carver aft cabin. And, John, we did the full survey on it yesterday. It was, surveying it in the water. Then we get it hauled out with Grandpappy's 50-ton travel lift. And Charlie went down there and cleaned off the bottom, got the zebra mussels all off of there. And then we took the boat, put it back in, and went out onto the lake and was doing this sea trial. And all of us were up there on the bridge and, you know, doing our thing when we do a sea trial. And there it came, this dark cloud, and then it started to rain.
Boom.
Dude, I don't think people have been that happy to see rain. I mean, you could hear when we were coming back in, it was still raining a little bit. And the people on the dock were like, yeah.
Well, that was like Monday. I had a chemo treatment, and as I'm walking into the hospital there, it was sprinkling rain. And I just kind of stood there and looked up for a second. It just felt good, a little few sprinkles. And this little couple walked out, just looked at me so strange. I said, hey, it's been a long time, okay? And they were just laughing at me. I was like, man, I'm going to enjoy this. I mean, we don't get that much right now. Let's enjoy the rain.
You should see my nephew, Blake, right now. He's trying to distract me through the window over there. And, you know. Yeah, now he's putting his arms up. Yeah, I did distract you. Yeah.
Yeah. It's almost as bad as having Drew in there, isn't it?
Get out of here, Blake.
But no, man, I tell you what, I'm sure the lake levels are dropping. I'm sure the temperatures are going up. I'm sure we'll have quite a report today.
Yep. I tell you what, John, are you ready?
Let's go.
All right. Hit her theme music over there, Ryan. All right. Now it is time for the Big Boat and Outdoor Show news report, or lake report, I should say, with your news correspondent, Lake Level Ginger. What's happening, Lake Level Ginger?
Hey, Dennis and John, what's happening? This report is brought to you by Gibbs Marine Surveys. Our local lake levels continue to drop. Lakes Joe Pool and Grapevine are the only area lakes measuring within 2 feet of their ideal elevation levels. Lakes Worth, Ray Roberts, Louisville, and Ray Hubbard are between 2 and 3 feet below normal. Eagle Mountain, Cedar Creek, Richland Chambers are between 4 and 5 feet below normal. Lakes Lavon and Possum Kingdom are down 6.5 feet each. Lake Benbrook is down 7.5 feet. Sam Rayburn Lake is now 10.25 feet low, and Lake Travis continues to drop, now down more than 40 feet below its normal elevation level. Remember to apply, everyone, and reapply your sunscreen, wear your life jacket, and boat safely. And that's it for your Big Boat and Outdoor Show Lake Report.
Go ahead, John.
I'm sorry, what? I like to get choked on my coffee over here. I'm trying not to cough and make all this noise on the air and still listen so I don't get left behind.
That's so funny. She ran out of breath, I think.
I did.
Well, hey, Lake Level Ginger, we certainly do appreciate that informative report. We hope you have a nice weekend and try to stay cool.
Dennis, I'm always cool, no matter how hot it is outside.
All right.
I'm not going to say a thing.
Hey, Johnny doesn't admit that that was stolen material from him, but that's okay.
I'm lost now.
Speechless. I love it. Listen, just say goodbye.
Well, Lake Level Ginger, have a good one, and we'll talk at you later on, all right? All right, Lake Level Ginger's out of there, and Lake Level Ginger.
I didn't hear the show opening. Did you mention what's coming up tomorrow?
Sunday.
That is tomorrow, isn't it?
Yes, it is. Okay. Yeah, it's a, if y'all remember last weekend, we had Kelly Ming with the Dallas Morning News, the photographer there, taking Big John and I's picture and Captain Ryan, and there's going to be a big article in the Dallas Sunday Morning News, the Dallas Morning News Sunday paper. That's better.
Then the Dallas Life or Dallas some I forget what part of the paper it was in. Dallas Life, I think.
Or Features, or I think it's on Features or whatever. But
classifieds under studs.
That's right. You can also Google that, or Dennis Gibbs or whatever, there on the Dallas Morning News website and pull up the article, and you know, it's going to be out there. So go get you the Dallas Morning News Sunday edition tomorrow and read all about us.
You going to go empty one of the machines, just put like $2 in it and take all of them? Give me one, man. I don't get those down here in the country. Give me a paper. I can't believe I'm in it and it's not in like the police blotter.
Claire says, man, don't say that on the air. Don't say you're going to go to one of those stands, put a couple of bucks in and take the papers, all the papers out.
I was going to be worse to say drive up one of those guys on the highway and push him over and take his papers, but I was going to be nice and just talk about the machine.
Oh, so yeah.
I'm sorry, Claire. We're not, we're sorry. We don't don't follow the rules too well, Claire.
Big John and I will be in the Dallas Morning Newspaper tomorrow, so go check it out.
That's awesome.
Well, hey, John, we're going to take a quick break. And
what were you talking about? A scam or something? I missed part of it.
Yeah, there's a boat buying scam. A couple of marine surveyors have reported this information to Boat US, and they've reported it in their August September edition of the Boat US magazine. We're going to tell you all the details and fill you in how these guys spent their hard-earned money. There's $44,000 missing. Folks, you're listening to the Big Boat and Outdoor Show right here on News Talk 660 Case Guy.
92.9 FM in Dallas. 95.5 FM in Arlington. 99.9 FM in Fort Worth. News Talk 660 Case Guy.
Even though the weather has been brutal lately, landscaping and gardening can be fun and productive, especially with the organic program. Hi, I'm Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor, and the organic program is all I recommend and what we discuss on the show every weekend. I'd love to help you grow plants more successfully and save money in the process. Tune in and give me a call.
Join Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor, every Sunday morning from 8 to 11, right here on News Talk 660 Case Guy.
If you want to enjoy Lake Texoma, you can't do better than Grand Pappy Point Marina. Just an hour north of Dallas on Highway 75, Grand Pappy Point Marina is your dealer for yachts, Regal, Blue Water, Chinook, and Catalina, and full-service extended warranties of up to 5 years on select products. They stay connected so you are comfortable with your brand new boat. They have continuing education classes and service after you take the wheel. Grand Pappy Point Marina can handle anything on Lake Texoma. They have a 35-ton marine travel lift and are the certified servicing dealer for Volvo, Pinta Gas and Diesel, Merc Cruiser, and much more. A giant marine parts department. If you want a cabana, an apartment, a boat lift, an improved slip, power and sailboat slips up to 60 feet, cabins with AC and cable TV, up to 6 bedrooms along with camping and RV spaces, Grand Pappy Point Marina sets the standard. Just an hour north of Dallas on Highway 75 or online at grandpappy.com. That's grandpappy.com.
This is Doc Gallagher. You have seen my book, The Money Doctor's Guide, at Barnes & Noble. Perhaps you attended that class on financial planning that I did for the Zig Ziglar Corporation and the Born to Win classes. Who knows better how to spend your money? You are the folks in Washington. Well, you, of course. That's why I put together my free publication, The Joy of Tax-Free. 5 ways to cut, burn, and slash your taxes. If done right, you can take distributions from your IRA on a tax-free basis. You can stop paying property taxes, yes, quite legal, and many other strategies. And how about that 8.1% return on a tax-deferred account just made available? Call me at 800-434-4362. That's 800-434-4362. And ask for the free book, The Joy of Tax-Free. Offices in Dallas and Fort Worth. Call me now. 800-434-4362.
What happened, man? You used to be energetic, happy, and wow, did the ladies love you. Now, you fall asleep on the couch, irritable, and out of shape. Don't be that guy. Call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male, a natural supplement shown to raise testosterone by 61% and maintain healthy, normal levels. No injections, no appointments. With healthy testosterone levels, you can feel that energy again, that great outlook again, and yes, even a healthy sex drive. Right now, you can try Ageless Male risk-free. There's nothing to lose, guys. If you're a man who's noticed changes in your body, your mood, your sex life, call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male. Be the guy you used to be.
Just call 1-800-223-4036.
Don't wait another day.
Just call 1-800-223-4036. Again, 1-800-223-4036.
Why have Michelle Bachmann's poll numbers jumped off the charts? Hi, it's Hugh here with the latest issue of Town Hall Magazine explains why Congresswoman Michelle Bachmann is a Tea Party favorite for the GOP presidential nomination. There's also an outstanding investigative report on how George Soros is trying to push the left-leaning media even further to the left. Month after month, Town Hall Magazine delivers fresh, hard-hitting, intelligent reporting. Subscribe today at townhallmagazine.com and take advantage of a very special offer. That's townhallmagazine.com.
The Dennis Prager Show. Weekdays at 11. News Talk 660. K-Sky.
More of the Big Boat and Outdoor Show on News Talk 660 K-Sky with your host, Dennis Gibbs.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Big Boat and Outdoor Show. Dennis the Boat Guy here. This segment is being brought to us all by Grandpappy Point Marine and Resort and Cedar Mills Marine and Resort on beautiful Lake Texoma. Big John, I've mentioned this to you the last two, three, 4 weeks about free. Everybody likes stuff for free.
Yep.
And Cedar Mills has stuff for free. 3 months of free slip rent over there at Cedar Mills Marina. I mean, that's pretty good, John. Some of the slip rents, you know, $300-$500 a month. That's
that'll save you some money.
That's a big chunk over there.
And what I would try to do is like pay for my rent now, and then in the slow months in the wintertime when I'm not going to be there, try to have them be my free months. Then I don't feel so bad. You know what I mean?
Hey, that would be nice if you can work it out like that.
They're going, no, that's not how it works.
Yeah. Oh, you're giving me 3 months for free. Well, let me tell you how I would like it
delivered. Yeah, here's how we're going to set that up.
But that's Cedar Mills, you know, giving 3 months of free slip rent. Also, go see Rick Lemon and Randy Worstell in their new yacht sales office over there. They got their own place now right there in the parking lot across from the main office. Tell them the boat guy sent you. And what the heck? Tell them Big John sent you,
too. Tell them Big John says, hey, man, like, you know, what's up? So what is this $40-something thousand scam?
Yeah, John, it was, like I said, reported in the Boat US magazine.
And great publication.
And reported by Caroline Ajushin.
Really? She still owes me money from that poker game.
Do those cameras make me look fat? No, your face does.
How great was that?
Anyway, was awesome.
So what's going on? Tell us about this. I don't want any of our listeners to lose their hard-earned money.
Well, John, two surveyors. two surveyors. Ryan and I have been communicating here, so that's what distracted me. But
gotcha.
two marine surveyors reported to Boat US that their clients had been duped by the same online boat buying scam. Now, John, basically, mm-hmm. both boat buyers paid $22,000 to an escrow account for boats that didn't exist. And John, I you know. The one buyer out of New York, he wanted to buy this fishing boat so that, you know, he could experience the joys of fishing with his son. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And so here's this boat buying scam. And, folks, it could happen here, too. Now, to kind of give you a little bit of information of what this guy is, he acts as a seller in Seattle, and he's got he's around 55 years old, or sounds like he's at least 55, and that he had an Eastern European accent.
And, Eastern European as opposed to Western.
Yeah, you know, I tell you what, John, so that our listeners and everybody would know, give an example of a Western European accent and then give an Eastern European accent so that everybody would know the difference.
I don't think so. You better go ahead with the story. That would put the emergency brake on the whole thing today.
So, anyway.
So he has this accent, and he's in his 50s.
Yeah, and what he's doing is he's trying to get these guys to buy their boat, and he's very anxious to get them to send their money and put it in this escrow account. And what it's doing is, you know, on the website that he kind of tells them to go to, it says AOL. Now, AOL is a company that offers information and news about financial matters on its website. They don't handle or do money transfers, okay? They're not an escrow company.
But not just everybody know that. You know, if you hear AOL, you think, oh, well, AOL, that's, you know, that's a good deal right there.
Right. And so, you know, basically, John, it's like this. The guy in New York, he was buying, let me see, what was he buying? He was buying a 2005 Hydrosport 2400, and he was paying $22,000. Now, these boats
are
usually worth around, and that particular boat should be worth around $35,000 to $38,000, okay, according to the article here in Boat US. So he's getting it for 22. So again, he's excited about getting it. And what does he do? He's very smart. He hires a marine surveyor to inspect the boat out, or to inspect the boat. And then he also hired a marine technician to go down and examine the engine on this boat, all right? Because he doesn't want to buy a lemon. You know, why is it $22,000? This, the scandaler guy, the guy, the seller, he said that he received the boat as a wedding present, as a wedding gift. So it really didn't matter to him at how much he sold the boat for, okay?
Gotcha.
So, you know, this guy sets this up, and the first thing that happened is, you know, the surveyor said, hey, we need to, you know, survey the boat in the water and sea trial and all that kind of stuff. And the first two places that the seller recommended were reservoirs that do not allow power boats. Okay, so that right there started throwing up some red flags.
Yeah.
So finally, here they are. They're set. They schedule an appointment. They show up at the marina, the surveyor and the marine technician, to check this boat out. And they get there, and they're waiting an hour, and there's no boat. No seller. They contact their customer, and he starts checking on the money. Where did it go? And, John, it ended up going to a bank, which, you know, he thought it was going to AOL, Money and Finance, but it went to a bank in Georgia. The bank account was in the name of a company called U.S. Exports, LLC. And as a matter of fact, the Georgia Secretary of State's Corporations Divisions.
Ooh, that's a big title, man. He's got to have a big old business card. But anyway.
And I said skew last weekend.
Skew.
So anyway, he reported that that company doesn't exist. U.S. Exports, LLC does not exist. So, John, the next day, his money was gone. The bank could not get the money back, and it's happened to two guys now. And, you know, John, a lot of people go to websites to look for boats for sale, and, you know, this is how it happened. They found a boat for sale, and that seller was able to talk to these guys, you know, put it in an escrow account. Here's this place online. It's AOL, you know, Money and Finance and all that kind of stuff. So people think it's legit.
And unfortunately, these people were probably first-time boat owners. You know what I'm saying? This was their first experience. They've never dealt with buying boats. They didn't know anything about it. And, you know, they're both soured now. And everybody they can possibly tell, they're going to tell how horrible the boats are. You know what I'm saying? So that just, you know, there's no telling how many people that ruined boating for just by them two people falling for that scam, you know?
Yeah, I mean, could you imagine losing 22 grand?
That's not a small chunk of change, man. And it's in, especially in today's, you know, tough economic times. And it's just sad that, you know, obviously there's people out there with no conscience that can do this day and night and take people's money. You got to be careful. What is it? If it's too good to be true, it's too good to be true.
It and very, you know, again, John, I just before we run out of time here, I want to let everybody know, if you're buying a boat and you found one online, okay, and the person is wanting you to transfer all of that money and put it in an escrow, you're not, don't do it. Here's the only money transfer that should happen. You need to put a deposit down sometimes on a boat, okay, like 10% or 5% or 20%, whatever. Now, that should be held in good faith until a marine survey, until you get that boat inspected. That's all that should transfer until you get a report back from your surveyor that says this boat is a good boat, you're getting a good deal, the marine technician checks out the engine, says you're getting a good deal, the motor is in good shape, this is a good deal. Stop getting in such a hurry to try to, you know, give your money to somebody to get this boat. It's just like a house you're buying. So you need to just, you know, slow down. This is your hard-earned money. Don't get duped by some vandal using the internet to hide behind to steal your personal hard-earned cash. And,
well, and that's another reason to go to one of the people we talk about, Grandpappy or Cedar Mills, go through a reputable boat, marina boat dealership to get your boat, because you don't have to worry about this kind of stuff.
Right. You've got, tons of them out there, especially on I-35 up at Texoma and Highport, Marine Max, Slalom Shop, Jerry Whittle, Phil Dill.
And I mean, these guys, you know, this is they're professionals. This is what most of them are. I won't name any names, but this is what they do, and you don't have the headaches of worrying about getting raked over the coals and losing your money over the silly internet.
Very true. And folks, we just wanted to warn you, if you would like to check it out, you can go to, I'm sure you can go to Boat US, their website, and look up their August, September issue of their Boat US magazine. Big John, we're going to take a quick break right now.
Good. I need coffee.
And when we come back, the one and only boating royalty, Frank Pillsbury, joins us for Dock Talk. And our special guest on Dock Talk is Brendan Bailey, the general manager of Marine Max in Louisville. They've got a big special event going on tomorrow, and Brendan's going to tell us all about it. Folks, you're listening to the one and only, the Big Boat and Outdoor Show, talking to you live inside the beautiful studios of News Talk 660 KSKY.
Follow News Talk 660 KSKY on Facebook and Twitter. Details at KSKY.com or search News Talk 660 KSKY.
If you want to enjoy Lake Texoma, you can't do better than Grand Pappy Point Marina. Just an hour north of Dallas on Highway 75, Grand Pappy Point Marina is your dealer for yachts, Regal, Blue Water, Jeannot, and Catalina, and full service extended warranties of up to
4372. Tell Congress, protect your local TV. Furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters and this station.
News Talk 660, KSKY and Michael Medved. Weekdays at 2 p.m. News Talk 660, KSKY. KSKY.
Call 866-660-KSKY with your questions or comments. We return to the Big Boat and Outdoor Show on News Talk 660, KSKY.
All right, welcome back, everybody, to the Big Boat and Outdoor Show, sponsored by Grand Pappy Point Marina and Resort. Folks, once again, they've got over 100 used boats in their inventory right now. Go to grandpappy.com. They've got pictures of them all inside and out. Check out all of Grandpappy's inventory. And also, the Pelican's Landing Waterfront Restaurant at Cedar Mills Marina on Lake Texoma. Okay, Big John.
Pelican's Landing. It's a better name than Pelican's Drop, I guess.
Yeah, drop right out of the sky.
Look out.
Here they come. All right. Well, I tell you what, John, it is segment three, and you know what happens in segment three?
The show gets stepped up a notch.
That's right. It is Dock Talk. Buddy, Dock Talk, heard this time every week on the Big Boat and Outdoor Show. And
we apologize for any speaker damage to your vehicle.
And joining us this time every week on Dock Talk is boating royalty, Mr. Franklin Pillsbury.
Boys.
What's going on, Franklin?
I tell you what, it's a beautiful day to be near the water. I happen to be over in Big John's country, East Texas, not quite as far as Racogdoches, but over here on the pristine shores of Palestine, Lake Palestine.
Is there any water left over there?
You know, Big John, it's an interesting scenario. It's down about 4 feet. But it's like, you know, I've had money and been without money. It's more fun to have money than it is to not have money, but you can still have fun. There's still a lot of lake out here.
Oh, yeah.
And the boat lifts are just where you can get the boats, you know, out of the boathouses. And, of course, you know, the boathouses are a long way from the water, but, you know, enough that you can get out. Took the grandkids out kneeboarding earlier. And, by the way, their grandmother put it on them today and showed what it was like back in the 70s when wakeboarding, kneeboarding, and all that was really just kind of starting off how to really do it.
That's when the boards were made out of wood and didn't have boots and all these fancy things on them.
And hand-carved.
Yeah, that's right, man. And when you fell and that thing hit you in the back of the head, that's, you know, that's how it was, man.
That was your initiation into the club.
Didn't do much.
That's right. My brother used to say, stop bleeding in the water and get back on that board.
Quit your crying.
That's right. Well, I'll tell you what, man, you're talking about fun things out on the water, and we have the general manager of Marine Max and the Louisville dealership, Brendan Bailey, on with us today. Brendan, welcome to the Big Boat and Outdoor Show.
Good afternoon, Dennis. I appreciate the opportunity. Hello, John. Hello, Frank.
Hey, good to talk to you, and I know tomorrow's a big day. You've been working on this for a couple of months.
It is. I'll tell you what, after hearing that intro for Frank Pillsbury, I think we need to talk about what we do next time for me. That is awesome.
Man. Hey, that's right, man.
Digging that. I need to get some good music for the next go round.
Yes, I tell you what, the next time, man, we'll get you set up with some a very good intro.
Awesome. Frank deserves that one, though. I can tell you that. What an awesome guy in this industry and everything that he does for the business.
Oh, that's very, very true. And, hey, Brendan, Franklin was talking about being out on the water and his wife, Denise, putting it on the grandkids today, wakeboarding. So there's a whole bunch of that going on in North Texas today. Now, tomorrow on Lake Louisville, tell us the name of the event and what all is going on. What's going on out there, man?
Dennis, Marine Max and Sea Ray have teamed up. This is going to be our sixth annual Aquapalooza at Hidden Cove Park on Lake Louisville. We have got a huge day planned for tomorrow. It's all day events. It's going to be from 11 to 7 o'clock. We've got three awesome bands from here in Texas. We've got Otic Empire, which is kind of a reggae style band. We've got the Sam's Rig Band, which is out of the Austin area, kind of a Texas country. The guy's pretty awesome. Brandon Jenkins, hometown hero, another Texas country. So we've got a lot of stuff happening. We got a lot of giveaway stuff. This is Marine Max and Sea Ray's way of giving back to people who enjoy this lifestyle that we're all hooked on. The boating lifestyle, and it's not an event for Marine Max Sea Ray people. It's an event for anybody who loves boating, anybody who loves the water. Everybody that's probably listening to this radio show right now, we'd love to have you out there tomorrow. We'd love to give away some free stuff. We're going to have some awesome food out there. It's just going to be a huge event that all of us are just going to have a blast in.
Does it cost any money for people to go out there?
It is absolutely free.
That's awesome. Now, Brandon, I got to ask you, what if I sail over in my sailboat? Are y'all going to tell me to go away or what?
We will find a spot for you to tie up next to any other boat that's out there. This is for anybody. If you have an air-up raft, if you have a car that can drive in the park and you can get in the water and you enjoy and have fun in the water, we want you there.
Oh, the Texas Shark.
Yeah, the Texas Shark. Yeah, it gets smoky out there, man. That would be funny.
Guys, it's just a huge celebration just to say thank you to our customers. Thank you for everybody else who shares the same excitement that we all share with Marine Max and Sea Ray and all of our boating family. We love the water. It's just a big celebration, just a big party on the water, and a way for us to give back to the community as well.
Man,
well, that and what a great opportunity for somebody who may be thinking about getting in boating and want to see what this is all about. What a great experience for them to come out there and see what's going on and see what boating people are all about.
Yeah, absolutely. We're so blessed here in Texas and North Texas to have so many different lakes throughout the area. It's a different vacation just about every weekend. And Marine Max can help serve all those needs. We have boats from 17 foot up to 100 foot. So we're pretty fortunate in the Dallas area, especially if you enjoy getting out with your family, just getting out for a nice cruise in the evening. My wife and I hang out on Lake Grapevine on Friday nights, go check out some fireworks and go eat at one of the restaurants there on the water. And there's just so much to offer from a water sports standpoint. It's just an awesome community to live in.
Brendan, if I was reading correct, too, Lake Louisville, although it's down a little bit, is still in really good shape, and great opportunity to raft up the boat and enjoy just kind of hanging in the water and listening to the music.
Yeah, absolutely. The lake looks great right now. It's down just a little bit, but nothing, most people can't even tell that it's down right now. It's an absolutely perfect time of year for us to be doing this. The lake's in great shape. We've got some good hot weather that feels good when you get in the water. So it's just going to be a good time for all this weekend.
Hey, Franklin, I'm sure you've been to one of these events here. Kind of explain to everybody, in a quick way, what to expect,
well,
to go out there.
Dennis, it's hard to do in a quick way. In fact, one of my grandkids was just talking today about the last one we helped my son up in Minnesota do. It is, as Brendan was talking about, it's an opportunity to, you know, raft up, hang with some people, controlled environment with lots of fun and great music, and just, you know, literally have a celebration of the lifestyle of sitting there in your boat and not going out and burning a lot of gasoline and meeting new people.
Yeah, it sounds like it's going to be a blast out there, and the food, the entertainment. I'm sure you guys will have stuff that you're giving away and everything. I got to ask you this, though, Brendan. Are you going to have any new Sea Rays or Bayliners out there for people to check out?
Absolutely. We'll have a couple of Sea Ray sport boats up on the land. And then in the water, of course, we're going to have our luxury yacht, Sea Ray yachts, the Sundancers. We'll have them all the way from 33-foot up to 45-foot right now. Sea Ray has experienced an incredible growth this year. It's been a pretty fun year for us in the Sea Ray Marine Max land this year. And we're going to have all of our toys out there for this weekend for everybody to check out.
So Dennis could trade that frickin' sailboat that he was talking about pulling up in and get rid of it.
Yeah, when he said, what if we come sailing up in a sailboat, my first thought was, we're going to trade you out of it.
You're not going to leave in it.
That's right. There'll be all kinds of Marine Max salesmen going, look at this over here that we've got for you.
Hey, you know, on that note, this is my guys and the team. We're all just going to be there just to have a good time. You know, just letting people. They're going to be in the water as well with everybody, taking pictures of the family, taking pictures of all the friends. So we're just there to have a good time. If you got a question about a boat, we're there to answer it. If you don't, you just want to have a good time. That's what we're there for. So.
Well, I tell
you, I'm really looking forward to it.
Hey, Brendan, before we run out of time, I'm sure you've got some special deals going on some Bayliners and Sea Rays right now, and even maybe some Boston Whalers. Why don't you throw some of those out to our listeners right now?
Yeah, absolutely. We've got all kinds of programs going right now with all of our brands, both Sea Ray, Bayliner, and Meridian. Boston Whaler. We've got up to 40% savings on a lot of our Sea Ray products. It's just incredible. Sea Ray has really stepped up this year and just done a fantastic job of making the people's dreams a reality. And so they're really helping us out in that regard. On the sport boat stuff, we've got some rock bottom blowout prices on that stuff as well. It's just been a phenomenal year for us. Bayliner's got some stuff that is down payment matching and all kinds of stuff on certain models. So lots of opportunity out there for you to get on the water. We still have a lot of season left this year here in Dallas-Fort Worth, so you got to get out and get in a new boat and let one of our certified captains that we have on staff get you out there and get your family oriented with the water, teach you how to use the boat, maintain it. So we've got all kinds of really cool stuff that Marine Max offers that just really allows you to enjoy the lifestyle and not be a frustrated environment. Women on water classes, kids and boating, just it goes on and on. We offer a lot more than just a boat brand. We offer the lifestyle training. We offer the support after the sale as well.
Yeah, that's one thing that Marine Max does. It's not just you know, you buy a boat and they toss you the keys. You have training and everything else that you offer. And hey, Brendan, if people want to get a hold of you or go to y'all's website, how do they do that?
Yeah, check us out at www.marinemax.com. Call us at the store at 972-436-9979 or check us out on Facebook as well, Marine Max Dallas.
All right. Hey, Brendan, we certainly do appreciate you coming on with us today. You guys have a great time tomorrow, and we'll be thinking about you.
Hey, guys, we appreciate the opportunity. Hope everybody has a good, safe day out tomorrow at Aquapalooza. Come out there and check us out, and thanks again for the opportunity.
You got it, man.
I understand you're going to be singing with the band. Is that right?
Yes, sir. I'm going to be singing the national anthem.
All right. Well, I tell you what, I want to see a recording of that.
There you go. Check out YouTube.
All right. Well, Brendan, take care.
Take care, guys. Have a good weekend.
All right.
Bye.
That's Brendan Bailey with the Marine Max. He's a general manager telling everybody to come on out there tomorrow on Lake Louisville for their Aquapalooza. Well, I tell you what, guys, we're going to take a quick break right now so we can do our fishing report with the Beesons and Kevin Strickland. So this is this week's of Dock Talk, and it's heard this week. It's heard every Saturday at this time every week. Folks, we're going to take a quick break. You are tuned in to 660 K-Sky, listening to the Big Boat and Outdoor Show. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
Tune in Sundays at noon for the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Join us each Sunday when we discuss the principles and practices of the successful real estate investor. We bring you experts to answer your questions on how to use real estate to build wealth and passive realized monthly income, and teach you the ins and outs of investing in real estate. So tune in Sundays at noon, right here for the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
Tomorrow afternoon at 12 noon, right here on News Talk 660 KSKY.
If you want to enjoy Lake Texoma, you can't do better than Grand Pappy Point Marina. Just an hour north of Dallas on Highway 75, Grand Pappy Point Marina is your dealer for yachts, Regal, Blue Water, Chinook, and Catalina, and full-service extended warranties of up to 5 years on select products. They stay connected so you are comfortable with your brand new boat. They have continuing education classes and service after you take the wheel. Grand Pappy Point Marina can handle anything on Lake Texoma. They have a 35-ton marine travel lift and are the certified servicing dealer for Volvo, Pinta Gas and Diesel, Mer Cruiser, and much more. A giant marine parts department. If you want a cabana, an apartment, a boat lift, an improved slip, power and sailboat slips up to 60 feet, cabins with AC and cable TV, up to 6 bedrooms along with camping and RV spaces, Grand Pappy Point Marina sets the standard. Just an hour north of Dallas on Highway 75 or online at grandpappy.com. That's grandpappy.com.
Your favorite show is on, or the ball game, or a breaking emergency, so you turn on your local TV and it's gone. Right now, congressional action may threaten the local TV that you rely on. Millions could lose access to free local news. Millions more, their HD. Tell Congress, protect your local TV. Log on. Learn more at thefutureoftv.org. Furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Here's Bill Thomas for Accurate Foundation Repair.
So everybody wants to talk about transferable lifetime warranties. Like a lawyer friend of mine said, what the bold print giveth, the small print taketh away. Truth of a warranty in the service industry is that the warranty is only as good as the company writing it. And in most cases, that warranty is about as good as papers is written on. Accurate Foundation Repair is the only company in the marketplace that not only gives you a lifetime transferable warranty, this is not just a good old boy handshake, this is underwritten by an insurance company. A warranty is as good as the company that says that they're giving it to you. Our warranty is backed not only by us, but by an insurance company that is administered by the second largest home warranty company in the nation. That is a warranty, and that's a warranty you're not going to find anywhere else. AccurateFoundationRepair.com, 972-623-2500, 972-623-2500. AccurateFoundationRepair.com.
Accurate Foundation Repair. We give you a lift for a whole lot less.
If you're tired of worrying about flame retardants and other toxic chemicals in your bed, it might be time for a new mattress. But not just any ordinary mattress. This time, make it a Sovin European Sleep System. Unlike conventional mattresses that use chemical flame retardants or polyurethane foam, Sovin beds are made with only natural, healthy materials. Organic cotton covers lined with fine merino wool and 100% natural latex foam. And because Sovin's components contain no harmful chemicals, they're certified by Ecotec, the European testing lab that rates products according to rigorous environmental standards. Why does Sovin do all of this? To provide you with a healthier, cleaner sleeping environment, free of hidden dangers from invisible substances. A healthy sleeping environment means a better night's sleep. Visit the Sovin showroom today. Come experience for yourself why so many of your friends and neighbors have already replaced their conventional mattresses with the Sovin European Sleep System, the world's most comfortable mattress, guaranteed. Sovin European Sleep Systems at Inwood & Lovers in Dallas, behind the Inwood Theater, on the web at sovn.com.
News Talk 660. KSKY and the Wells Report. Every weekday afternoon at 5. News Talk 660. KSKY.
The Big Boat and Outdoor Show continues. Here's your host, Dennis Gibbs, on News Talk 660. KSKY.
Okay, welcome back, everybody, to the only boating talk radio show in North Texas, The Big Boat and Outdoor Show. Your tuner is set to 6:60 a.m., which is KSKY. I'm Dennis the Boat Guy. He's Big John. Big John, what's going on, man?
Man, just chilling out, enjoying the show so far, ready to kick in and find out how the fishing's going and what's going on the lakes.
That's right, man. Well, that sounds like a lot of fun out there at Lollapalooza.
Aquapalooza.
Aquapalooza.
Sea Ray Palooza.
Well, hey, this segment is brought to us all by Grandpappy Point Marina, Cedar Mills, and the Pelican's Landing Waterfront Restaurant, and also Gibbs Marine Surveys. Right now, it is time for our fishing report with Four Seasons Guide Service on Lake Texoma, Mr. Michael Beeson. Michael, what's going on, man?
Oh, not much, fellas. How's everything going?
Hey, you know what? Today is, it's going all right, man. Going pretty good. No complaints over here. How about on your end?
Just the hot weather. Wish it'd rain a little bit.
Yeah, we enjoyed a little bit of rain yesterday over at Grandpappy and around Rocky Point there a little bit. Did you guys, I guess you guys weren't out on the lake at about...
David was.
2 or 3 o'clock. As a matter of fact, I think I passed David when he was pulling his boat out and, you know, going home or whatever. I think I passed him on the road.
He didn't run you off road, did he?
Well, that's why I say it. It had to be him because it was, you know, all over the road there. No. So, but no, I'm pretty sure I passed him. I'm like, hey, there's Diamond right there. So,
fish everywhere, wasn't there?
Yeah. Boat full of fish, everybody. But, so how are these temperatures affecting the fishing this week?
It slowed them down a little bit, fellas, but we're still catching a bunch of fish. You know, it's been either a 25, 30 fish day or a 50 fish day.
Wow. It all depends on how early you get started.
Well, it's you're still having to put your time in out there. We've been getting done around 10:30, 11 o'clock.
I guess with the water still being so hot, you're finding them deep, right, in the river channels?
Yeah, well, they're holding right there on them ledges. They've kind of come out of that deep water a little bit, but, 25 to 38, 40 foot of water seems to be working the best.
So, Dennis, your key word for next week is ledges, if you want to remember to act like you know what you're talking about.
Yeah, you heard me say running the river channel there,
yeah,
right?
We're past that. Now it's ledges. Write that down for next week.
he takes his notes down from the week before and then tries to use them this week.
Yes, sir.
He's got that notebook over there, man.
I'm getting ready to ask Michael if he's using that shiny bait so the fish can see it.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
You and Strickland last week. We're talking the cohos and out there on the rocks, man. I got to chime in the coho live monitor, man. And I didn't know what you guys were saying, but it sounded great, though.
You did the best thing you could do, just sit there and be quiet.
Yeah, I know. Well, John, let's hear your magnificent fishing questions.
Oh, I don't have a thing, man. I just know that down here these lake levels are dropping, but the crappie guy I was talking to yesterday said he likes it because it's concentrating the fish in smaller areas. He doesn't have to cover as much ground to find his fish, so he's kind of happy with it.
Well, that's what do you find with the lake level dropping, Mike?
It really hasn't affected us that much. It's just that water temperature starting to get to us. Water temperature's getting up there a little hot, making it a little bit tough for fishing.
Well, you know what? Watching the weather forecast here in North Texas, it looks like it's fixing to get a little hotter next week, especially towards the latter part of the week. And when the temperatures are getting up there at 105, 107, 108, what's that going to do to your fishing, Michael?
Well, that's going to jump that water temperature up, and that's the last thing we're really looking forward to. It'll start slowing that. It could start slowing the fishing down. Could cut it off completely. But we're hoping that fish will hold up like they are right now, at least.
Well, I tell you what. If you were going to give some advice to somebody who's going to be going out tomorrow to go fishing, or if they're going up to Texoma during the week, what kind of advice would you give them besides drink some water and wear a hat?
Well, most productive fishing right now I could give them is. Everybody seems like they're wanting to get up on the lake a lot earlier and everything. I'm not real sure that early makes it any better. You know, 8 o'clock, 7, 7:30, 8 o'clock, there's quite a few fish starting to work between there and 10.
All right. Well, man, hey, we
sleep in a little bit. Don't have to get up at 4 o'clock. I like that.
You know, and just work in river ledges. You can find fish. You may have to do a lot of running, but you can find fish.
Turn your depth finder on and look for those little fish on the screen there.
Yeah. Well, hey, just rely on yourself to find them, not everybody else.
Well, Michael, man, we certainly do appreciate you coming on with us every week. And you guys take care. Tell Diamond we said hello.
All righty, we will. Y'all have a good one.
All right, man. Everybody, that's Michael Beeson. He and his brother Diamond Dave own Four Seasons Guide Service. You want to take a fishing trip, take your son with you, take your dad, your father-in-law, your mom, your wife. I'll tell you what, these guys will treat you right. They'll get you out on the water, and you're going to catch some fish. I've done it before with them. I've had a blast. My father-in-law and my son, Garrett, we all had a good time out there. I need to get my other two boys, Peyton and Casey, out there, get them out of that country club, little river back there behind the country club.
All over, yeah.
Take them out into the real water. But, no, man, it's we're having, just to let everybody know, we're having a little technical difficulties trying to get to raise old Kevin Strickland. He's probably out bow hunting right now.
Yeah, he's shooting his bow in right now. He ain't got time to be talking.
But we got to play his music for him, man.
That's
we're
right.
Missing him today.
We got to mention for everybody to buy a Dallas Morning News tomorrow and check out our article.
Yeah, don't forget that, man. That's the Dallas
Morning News. I'm excited,
dude.
It's funny to me. I'm cracking up.
I know. I can't. I'm like, man, that's my name in there. And there's Big John.
That's why I was like, Claire, man, news just must really be slow right now.
Isn't that funny? Wow, they had nothing to report on this week, so they threw that article in there.
It's kind of boring in Dallas. There's nothing going on. Football hasn't started, you know. So, you know, we got the Rangers, but let's throw these silly boat guys in there. You know. But they just don't realize that they'll sell at least 5 or 6 extra papers tomorrow from all of our listeners, you know.
That's right, man. Everybody's going to run out there right now to go get that early edition.
The early edition. Just be waiting on it.
There's going to be a little print in the early edition, the Dallas Morning News. That's tonight. So I'm going to be on my way to my mother's house to keep an eye on her and spend the night there at my mom's house
all
tonight.
All right, hanging out with Mother Rose.
That's right, man. She's your number one fan, Big
number
John.
My number one fan. Will you give her a big hug from me and tell her, hey, but I'm looking forward to it. I'm going to get out on the lake, I think, on Sam Rayburn tomorrow and go look around, fiddle around down around Jasper tomorrow.
Well, that sounds like a lot of fun. You know, what's funny is, everyone, I'm you know, talk to my mom about the radio, and she's like, I listened to your show, and she said, that Big John, he's the whole show. He's the entire show, him right there.
Yeah, that makes you feel good, doesn't it? A good pat on the back like that from your mom.
Oh, gosh. Well, hey, Big John, I want to thank Grandpappy Point Marine and Resort, Cedar Mills Marine and Resort, Pelican's Landing Waterfront Restaurant, Gibbs Marine Surveys, Texas Harbor Helpers out there at Texoma. Brian Piper will get your boat clean, put your name on your boat. I also want to thank Captain Ryan over there for cruising us out on the water today. Had a nice boat ride between 6 and 7 o'clock. That's when the boat show is on, everybody, right here on K-Sky. Everybody have a great weekend. Thanks for tuning in. We'll talk at you next Saturday, same time at 6.
It's called the Big Boat and Outdoor Show with Dennis Gibbs on News Talk 660 KSky. If you have something on your mind, fire off an email to bigboatshow@yahoo.com. That's bigboatshow@yahoo.com. Dennis or any of the Big Boat and Outdoor Show crew will check it out. Tune in to the Big Boat and Outdoor Show on News Talk 660 KSky.
If you want to enjoy like